Bush holds press conference on deteriorating situation in New Jersey, 25th of October 2006. This is Reverend Simulator for On News. Washington, D.C., President George Bush held an unexpected press conference at the White House on Wednesday in order to discuss the deteriorating gay marriage situation in New Jersey. With only 2 weeks left before the midterm congressional elections, the continuing gayness in New Jersey has been weighing heavily on the voters' minds. Despite continuing optimism from the Republican administration, the Mid-Atlantic state has been slipping into flamboyant gayness. Speaking to reporters on the White House front, South Lawn, Bush promised to shift strategy in the ongoing war on gayness, but vowed that conservative forces would not, quote, cut and run, unquote, from disputed territory. Critics say the administration has been unable to effectively deal with the situation in that state, as well as the other two that have been labeled in 2001 by Bush as the axis of evil, Massachusetts and Vermont. Vermont's attempts to allow gay marriage go back to 1999. Also, in defiance of international condemnation, Massachusetts had just test married a gay couple recently. Meanwhile, the New Jersey situation really spiraled out of control this week when the state's highest court approved civil unions and declared that gay couples should be afforded the same rights and privileges as heterosexuals. Quote, they're just one step away from allowing gay weddings, unquote, grimly reported United Nations Chief Marriage Inspector Hans Blix. The state removed monitoring equipment from its churches years ago. Quote, who knows what kinds of ceremonies really go on in there, added Blix, unquote. The situation on the ground remains grim, according to analysts. Recent casualty reports suggest that as many as 2 troops a day are being turned gay in New Jersey by the relentless attacks of Al-Qaeda. Although the media has tended to focus on those who have been lost to gayness, the high cost is also paid by those who are fortunate enough to escape with their sexuality intact, but who have become instead metrosexual. The metrosexuals face expensive heterobilitation therapy, involving years-long regimen of Clint Eastwood movies, country music, and monster truck rallies. Those beyond the reach of heterobilitation therapy must pay for a lifetime of expensive clothes, designer colognes, and stylish haircuts. But the Republicans are adamant that the situation can still be brought under control, with Bush expressing confidence in Governor John Corzine. He refused to say whether more conservative activists will need to be brought in, deferring instead to Rush Limbaugh, his main talk show host on the ground. But even some loyal Republicans now concede that more manpower may be needed to stem the flood of gayness, particularly in the capital, Trenton. A political solution to the crisis is unlikely, and amendments to the Constitution unable to get off the ground among partisan bickering. Some analysts are suggesting that New Jersey may end up split into 3 separate states in order to avoid conflict, much like Virginia was split into East and West along pro- and anti-hillbilly lines. The proposed border would divide the region into North and South Jersey, with already semi-autonomous Atlantic City area becoming the 3rd state. But critics of the plan say this would cut off the southern gaze from oil revenues of the North's refineries, leading to more conflicts. This has been Reverend Simulator for On News. Thank you for suffering.